filthy little bastard. You dirty little bastard. And now I'm going to make an arse of myself.
No, you aren't going to make an arse of yourself.
Yes, I am.
And joining us on the programme today is Youth Councillor...
Dickie Bender.
Hello, Dickie Bender here. Youth Councillor, you know you want to put your hand on my knee.
So, Dickie...
Hello.
Are you CRB checked?
Probably not.
Can I ask how you hold a position of responsibility with young people?
About like this. You know you want to... Have I just overstepped the mark?
It is many years after the showbiz accident that shook the world. There are still more questions than answers. It is time to ask, how did Rod Hull die?
Now,
there are a couple of theories. Mm. One of the theories is
the René Lachapelle connection. Rod Hull was a direct descendant of Jesus Christ and Mary Magdalene.
Bloodline.
He met his death while being pursued by members of the secretive Opus Dei sect.
When you've had your f***ing fist up a bird's ass for f***ing 20 years, what do you expect?
Oh my God, that's some funky shit.
And now we're joined in the studio.
Hello.
We're joined in the studio by Dr. Theodore Tate, who has taken some of your emails about your medical problems. Dr. Theodore Tate.
Hello.
Are you going to tell us about some of the emails you've received?
Well, they're quite disgusting, I must admit. I was quite appalled, dare I say, disgusted by what these filthy bastards had to say. I came into this completely professional and, just disgusting. Dirty little bastards. Dirty little bastards. That's all I can say. You filthy little bastards.
And is that your professional opinion?
That's my professional opinion of it all, you dirty little bastards. And especially to A. Jones from Basingstoke. How you can do that to your mother, I don't know. You dirty little bastard. Let alone what you did to your dog.
It is whitelabelradio.co.uk, and we are joined in the studio by heavy metal legend Matt Mental.
Hello.
Matt, tell us about what you're working on at the moment.
I'm working on something that is more heavy than heavy bastard has ever thought of. It's the most heavy thing you've ever thought of. My God, it's more metal than, you know, when you used to get that skipjack tuner and it had a tinny thing and you had to pull it up with your ring pull. It's that metal.
Is it so heavy you wouldn't get it off the turntable?
Absolutely not. It's so f***ing heavy you need three nuns to pull it off.
Can I ask, you've always been in the heavy metal industry, but you've got a public Oxbridge education. Why is that? How do you think you're in touch with the kids when you talk like a c***?
Well, if you know, did you just say the C word on f***ing radio? My God, you just f***ing did!
You just f***ing said f***ing three times.
Anyway, I went to f***ing university with the f***ing Monty Python and the Flying f***ing Circus!
So, album-wise, what are you working on at the moment?
I'm working on...
On your photo album?
Absolutely. There's a picture of me with several young children around me. What's funny about that? I didn't say anything about that. You're seeing the dirty side of that. What are you going on that one? You dirty b***.
It is whitelabelradio.co.uk. It is the Extreme Sketch Show. And now, an adverse...
An adverse opinion.
An advertisement.
Here's an adverse opinion
an
for
advertisement.
You. What do you think about Jesus?
He's dead, isn't he?
Oh, I f***ing hope so. They were stealing my f***ing sandwiches.
Can I ask you a question while you're talking like James Mason?
James Mason,
captain of the Nautilus.
Indeed, giant squid.
I alone am the Prince of Peace.
No,
if there's another, then give us a sign right here, right now.
What the f*** was that?
That was my sign.
Anyway, it is whitelabelradio.co.uk.
I hope this isn't live. God, I hope he's not recording this shit.
It is whitelabelradio.co.uk, and we are joined by the local Conservative candidate, Toby Morton. Toby, welcome to the programme.
Hello there.
Can I ask you basically what your policies are for people in the Forest of Dean?
My policies are my soft, milky voice. Nothing more, nothing less. Just my soft, milky voice.
That's fantastic.
I think I can carry it on the back of that, really. What I stand for. It's my soft, milky voice.
Milky, milky.
You're listening to White Label Radio.
Already we've got some priceless material.
We have.
Absolutely priceless. We can edit that to make me look like a right knob.
It is whitelabelradio.co.uk, and
my shorts could fit a man's hand in it. That was my downfall.
And your resurrection.
It is whitelabelradio.co.uk, and of course we are getting ever nearer to the election, and we are joined in the studio by the...
No, okay. I've been an employee...
Let's bloody work shy.
Get
a job.
Get a job. Get on your bike.
I suggest you.
Like Norman Tebbit.
You work shy.
He liked bicycle seats.
He did. He salivated a lot though, didn't he? All right. Can you introduce me, please?
I'm going to try.
Can you somebody get rid of that bigot?
Try.
Here we go.
Without
job.
Can you shut up about your f***ing job?
For f*** sake, somebody get rid of her. Somebody throw her out.
Right.
Security.
Okay. It is whitelabelradio.co.uk, and as we are moving closer towards the election, in the studio today, the Conservative candidate for the Forest of Dean, Toby Morton. Toby, hello.
Hello.
We do have some members of the public in the studio that have been... lucky enough to win a place to ask questions, and you'll get your turn.
How did they
excuse
get
me?
Here?
Excuse
somebody,
me. So Toby, can hello. Can I ask how you're doing in the polls?
I'm sliding up and down the poll, actually, I think.
Right. Okay.
Up and down.
What do you think is your number one policy that is going to win you a seat?
Well, I think everybody knows it's my soft, milky voice.
Excuse me a moment.
Yes.
Is that your policy?
That's exactly my policy.
Your soft, milky voice.
Yes, my soft, milky voice.
Right, it is whitelabelradio.co.uk. We are going to take a question from a local author, Pauline Mork.
Pauline Mork.
Can we just take your circumstances? So you're a single mother.
Yes, but I want a job. The benefits are shit. But I was just thinking, if you could legalise cannabis, I could work in the factory.
Yeah, that's not a question, that's a quest. That's a quest, love. I think what she's trying to ask is what your policies are on...
Shut up, somebody...
She's trying to ask, basically, what are your policies on employment and unemployment?
And drugs.
And cannabis.
And cannabis.
And single mothers.
Absolutely. But anyway, my policies are, as I reiterate, my soft... milky voice.
That's to feed the children, isn't it?
For God's sake. Will they just shut the f*** up?
I noticed when you start to lose your temper, Toby, that you seem to lose your soft, milky voice.
I do indeed.
Oh, God. Get benefits.
Excuse me!
Will you just...
Excuse me!
Please, thank you.
Buy me a drink.
Shush!
Oh, for f*** sake. Somebody get rid of this f***ing whore. How can you tell when she's... How can you tell when she's orgasmed? She drops her chips.
They from Dana Road, Dana. Oh. What's that
one
called? What's that?
The Happy F***ing Friar.
Excuse me. We must apologise to radio listeners for
It's my radio mic on.
For the language that has been used by Toby Morton.
Get my f***ing wife out of here.
That was Maasai, big band in the Forest of Dean. Shut the f***
up! You are, they're f***ing Welsh foreigners.
Excuse me, Toby, do you have a problem with Welsh foreigners?
I do indeed. If they're Welsh and then Polish, it's a bad mix, in my opinion.
We'll go over now to Mark Green. Mark, I understand that you have a very important question to put to Toby.
What is your green policies?
What are my green policies?
What are your green policies?
Well, I say to you, little man, little hippie man, I'm going to legalize cannabis for a start. That's the best green policy I can do. Chillums, bongs, pipes, spliffs. You can go out on the street and do what the f*** you like, to be honest with you. All I need you to do is tune into my soft, milky voice.
Can I get off my knees now?
Yes. No. Just a moment longer.
I'm sure that's not hygienic in the studio.
Give me about 20 minutes, we'll be all right.
Well, out of all my 10 children, I've got one that wants to go to grammar school, and I just feel I want to know what your policies are on kids that are real special.
Well, obviously, the young child who wants to go to the grammar school has a rather exceptional ball bag. Not unlike myself. You could make a coat out of it.
What are you going to do about economy, mate?
What am I going to do about economy, mate? All I can say in answer to your question is, when was the last time you had a damned good erection?
Election.
I mean, election. Sorry, did I say erection? I meant election.
You said erection again.
I meant election.
I think that's twice in our programs you've said that.
I'm sorry, I didn't actually do that. When have you had a damned good election?
It is whitelabelradio.co.uk, and we are out and about on the beat in the Forest of Dean, asking ordinary folk who they will be voting for this coming 6th of May. Excuse me, sir. Could I just trouble you for a moment?
Hello there.
Can I ask who you'll be voting for?
I'm going to be voting for that Toby Mortimer.
Is that... I think you actually mean Toby Morton.
Oh, f**k, that one. Yeah, that one too. I thought that was his brother.
His brother?
He's got a lovely voice.
Can I ask why you will be voting for Toby Morton?
Are you kidding me? Have you not heard his voice?
Yes, he's got a soft, milky voice.
He has indeed. The first time I heard that voice was the first time I had an erection in about 20 years.
And that's purely why you're voting for him?
Absolutely. Somebody tried to sell me some Viagra once, but, oh my God, it didn't work. But as soon as I heard Toby's voice, my God, I was harder than trigonometry. It's hard, I'll tell you that.
Well, there you are, a voter for Toby Morton. Excuse me, madam. Can I ask who you'll be voting for on May the 6th?
Well, I think because women like died for us, I think, I don't know, but I think I need to vote about something, but I haven't really followed it, and I think really they don't.
Oh, shut up, you boring bitch,
isn't she? Oh my God, Emily fucking Pankhurst.
Let's
off. Go on.
Excuse me, madam, can I ask who you'll be voting for on May the 6th?
I think James Mason.
He's not a candidate.
But the soft, milky voice guy.
No, that's Toby Morton.
Oh, cool. All right, yeah.
Can I ask why you'll be voting for Toby Morton?
Because of his soft, milky voice.
And?
I think he's going to legalise cannabis.
Absolutely.
Excuse me, sir. Can I ask you who you'll be voting for this May the 6th?
I think that's Ravy Looney London's politics will be quite nice.
F**k.
Found him.
They're quite nice, like policies, like the maybe lunatics, mate. Cinderford, yeah, mate. Yeah.
Let's hear it for the Cinderford posse.
So you'll be voting for the Raving Lunatics. That's another vote for Toby Morton.
Voila!
With his soft,
milky voice.
Shitting, I was just listening to myself and I got an erection.
No.
What's it?
An election!
Election? Did I say erection? I meant election. Of course. I'm sorry, can we count that? Erection, election, it's just one letter.
Stop the pigeon!
Stop the pigeon! Stop the pigeon! Little b. Let's not do that sketch right now. I've not got a pigeon.
Adam, yes, you need to get yourself
a pair of pants.
Belt.
Yeah, I know. Look, here we go.
No, we don't need to look. We've seen a belt. We've seen.
For all you viewers at home that can't see this. All right, here we go. Let's get this reaction. Here we go.
There's my ass.
You saw the whole of the moon.
You saw the whole of the moon.
Not just the crescent.
Yes, the whole.
I was astounded.
It was. That's because I haven't had it bleached.
Anyway, it is. Can you shut the f*** up?
Oh, she did it last week.
My God, isn't she?
I think she is.
That's the most amazing thing you ever heard.
What? Right, listen. Oh, listen, man.
Have you heard it?
Do you see what I mean?
Shut up!
My bad.
Shut up! Okay?
I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't mean to get firm and stern.
Radio advertisement.
Oh.
Do you have any old crockery?
Yes.
Do you have a vast collection of naff trinkets and books?
Yes.
Do you find you're extremely gullible?
Oh, yes.
You do?
Mm.
Well, why not subscribe to It's Not Worth Much magazine?
Oh.
It's packed full of endless twaddle about useless old junk just like yours.
I say.
There are even exclusive offers for you to purchase highly expensive but totally worthless collectibles.
Ah.
Such as the fully authentic mass reproduction glazed smoked mackerel paperweight.
Ooh.
Featuring scratch and sniff option.
Wonderful.
All special offers are at an interest rate to turn your blue rinse white.
Ooh.
With terms and conditions in a font so small,
yes,
they're humanly impossible for people like us to read.
Oh, yeah.
Just sign on the large dotted line.
Oh.
I know I did. This new magazine is out now.
Yes.
Priced $7.99
weekly. Ooh.
Plus your electricity token.
Oh.
Issue 1 comes with a free,
yes,
genuine copy of 1950s elastic band.
No!
It's Not Worth Much magazine.
Yes?
For doddery old folk.
Oh, lovely.
We know you're watching TV right now, which is why your screen is full of beautiful women. We know you stay up till 4 in the morning watching crap. But how would you really like to get yourself a woman like this? Or what about her? What about her? There's no texts involved. No premium rate number. It's really simple. Try getting to bed at a reasonable hour. Washing your hair. Changing your underpants. And even washing yourself. Try wearing deodorant occasionally. Then you won't be a lonely, smelly old git.
Oh my God, that's some funky shit.
Welcome to McDonald's. What can I get ya? Would you like to try a cheeseburger? They're very, very nice.
No.
chicken nuggets. What are they?
They're chicken covered in breadcrumbs.
Breadcrumbs? Yes. Oh, no, I don't want them. I don't want them.
Okay.
Big
Mac?
Pardon?
Big Mac?
No.
Oh, no! No, no! The chicken McNuggets are covered in batter. Buttery breadcrumb things.
No, I don't want them.
Okay.
Mini McDonald's. Why were you on about the size of my coat?
Sorry?
You said I had a Big Mac on. It's not that big, is it?
No, that's an M of our burger. Huh? It's got two bits of meat in it with... It's got a bep on the bottom, bep in the middle, bep on the top.
It's just beps then, is it?
No, it's got the meat in between it and cheese and it's got lettuce, it's got relish.
Oh yeah, I'd enjoy that very much. I'd eat that with relish.
Eh?
I'd relish eating it.
Oh, you want a Big Mac then?
No, I don't like beef burgers.
Right. Vegetarian burger?
What's in that then?
Vegetables.
What sort of vegetables?
I don't know. Would you like to see my manager?
Yeah, well, I think I'd better.
Okay. We're not going this one on. You are so annoying. Right, okay. If you'd like to come in a minute.
Oh, right, okay, right.
What did you say?
Shall I sit here?
No, over there would be fine.
Oh, right, thanks.
What did you say your name was again?
Nigel Morris.
Right, and you saw the job advertised where?
In the paper.
In the paper?
Yes.
Right, lovely. Have you got any sort of previous van driving experience? And that was funny because... Can you even drive? Do you need anyone to help you with this interview? Are you taking this seriously, this interview? Would you like me to show you where the door is? Are you going to wet yourself? Right, if you'd like to get off that chair, it's very expensive.
Oh, I was only messing you about it, I've been in the pub.
Right, really?
Bye then.
Bye then.
Right, bloke.
Aye.
Now, DIY can be a nightmare.
Yeah.
With flat pack instructions too complicated for the average Mr. Fix-It.
It's for me.
So today I'm going to show you how to make your own bird table.
Oh.
Using plain and simple explanation.
Righto.
Now, you need raw materials.
Yeah.
So get down to the DIY shop and get a sheet of ply, 8 foot by 4 foot.
8 by 4.
Now remember, unless you want a bird table this big, you'll need to cut it down into smaller bits with a saw.
A saw.
I usually use, well, about 5 pieces.
Five.
But if you want to use 6, that's all right by me.
Oh, all right then.
Next, go back to the DIY store and get a lump of wood big enough for the leg and tall enough so that if you do have a cat, he can't jump up it and eat the birds.
Ain't that big then?
Next, get some nails and some screws. And then you won't have to go back to the shop again.
Good idea.
Now, when you get back home, get the leg and cut the whatchacallit on the bottom so it'll drive into the ground. You might want to get a doofer to make it smooth before you stain it and all.
A doofer?
Get your ply and using some doobries, make a little house shape. Next, make a hole for the birds to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on how fat they are, depends on how big a hole you make.
Good idea, no?
Next, attach the leg to your house with a couple of oojacker flippies and finish it off by staining it.
Ooh.
I always use wood stain for this.
Ah.
Finish it off decoratively with some bread.
Bread.
And remember, if you are using cutting instruments, be very, very careful.
All righto.
Next week, we'll show you how to make your own conservatory.
Blimey.
Hello, I am your new nanny. I've come to help you with your children. I will clean the house, and I will cook. I'm very good at cooking. I burn lots of things.
All right, you've obviously been speaking to my wife. I'm Tony. You've been speaking to Marion.
Tony Marion, no, right?
No. I am Tony.
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 Children.
Yeah.
You have children?
Yes, yes.
You have children for me to look after?
Yes, we have two children, yes. But
Two Tony children.
No, they're tiny children, not Tony children.
Just a minute, Maria. I look after children for you. Two children I look after. Yes. Two small children, yeah, yes. I love children. Oh. Yes, I love children. I love to look after children. I love to cook. I clean.
You told me that, yes.
I know bad with children.
I think
I love children. I really love children.
Right.
Okay. I love children like they're my friends. I wanted to get personal with you and your family.
I didn't want you to get personal with me.
I'm very hot.
Yes, you certainly are. I mean, yes, it is very, very hot, yes.
I take blouse off?
No. My wife will be back shortly.
I have room? I have room?
Yes.
I see room?
Yes, of course, I'll show you your room. It's this room here. Rather modest room, but as you can see, it's got a nice window and a double bed and its own ensuite.
You come join me on bed?
No. This is the ensuite with your shower and your WC and your bidet.
My what?
Bidet. Your bidet.
I wash face?
No.
In here? I drink?
No, you certainly don't drink out of it. It's, yes, you ask Marion about...
She here?
No, not at the moment.
Oh.
She's out.
I hot.
Yes, it is rather hot today, isn't it?